This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. Today, our Sundial episode harkens back to a time not very long ago at all, when we were out and about. Please welcome new Sundial contributor Rebecca Brothers. Here's her story called Strangers.
The other day, I went to a bookstore. Because, for me, bookstores give off hope, the same way trees give off oxygen. I was looking in the gifts section, hoping to find a pair of literary earrings, and an elderly man in ironed slacks and a plaid shirt said to me, "Good morning, it's great to see you." I'd never seen him before, but when you work in a public place like a library, sometimes people have encounters with you and remember your face. Once, a small child in Target looked at me and cried out, "Miss Brothers!" I realized afterwards that she was one of the preschoolers I read stories to once a month. So I smiled at the man and said, "Good morning. It's great to see you too." Our subsequent conversation revealed that we had actually never met before. He was simply the kind of person to whom nobody was a stranger. How lovely to greet the world with warmth every morning. How lovely to live in a world with two categories, friends you know and friends you haven't met yet.
A Huntsville transplant, originally from the Northwest, Sundial writer Rebecca Brothers is a librarian at Salmon Library on the UAH campus, where she works in research and instructional services. She maintains a writing website and blog called Beloved Hazelnut, and is a proud shepherd of a fleet of animals, including a blind tuxedo kitty named Fleet Admiral Chester and his friend, Mr. Potter. You can find Rebecca's story and all the past Sundial poems and stories on our website, WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab. You can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.